Illumination. I am the power of the universe. How often have you thought of yourself as being the power of the universe? How often have you thought of yourself as being the very source, the essence, the beingness of the universe? We think the universe is so grand and so big and so wonderful for us to be the power of the universe. Man, oh man, that is really something. Now, is it really something? Is it really something for us to be the power of the universe? Think about it. Is there any largeness or smallness in the world? Is there any grandness or tininess in the world? All things just are. And if you have the ability to say, I am that I am, you have the ability to say, I am the power of the universe. If you have the ability to say, if I have the ability to say, that all of the universal power is available in me right now, all of it, to do anything I want to do with it, and then, of course, you'd say to yourself, I'm just a little bit crazy. I'm just a little bit out of it. I've lost my marbles someplace along the line. Well, my friend, we did not lose our marbles along the way. All that we lost, if we lost anything at all, was our utilization of being the power of the universe for our own benefit. Because the power is there, the power is in us, it is around us, it is our word. I speak my word, and the power of the universe unites with all the energy in the universe through me, revealing that which already is. Revealing that which already is. The power of the universe doesn't create anything. There's no magnetism that's going to attract to me whatever. There is only the power in the universe in me that opens the screen, the door, opens the way, shows me that which already does exist. I could not imagine something if it did not already exist. And certainly I could not reveal something if it did not already exist. And all already is. So now, this grand virtue of power, I am the power of the universe, seems to be so outstanding, so fantastic, that surely it would not be available to a finite mind. It would not be available to a finite man, a finite thinker, a human being. My goodness sake, the power of the universe in the hands of a human being. They say that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, that's what they want to say about dictators. That's what they want to say about people who use power. But what kind of power are they using? They are using just the power of manipulation of people. And the power of manipulation of people and manipulation of people's desires and so forth is such a infinitesimal power and such a unimportant power, but yet it is a very important power to us human beings. It's very important when someone comes along and manipulates us and gets us to do things and gets us to say things and gets us to act in certain ways that are not really beneficial for us. Well, what do? If someone wants to force you to do something and you don't want to do it, and they can kill you, but you don't do it because it's not your nature to do it. You say, well, to live is better than to die, and so I'll just sort of take the Fifth Amendment and I'll just go buy something and say, well, all right, all right. No. This is where the genius varies from the average being. The average being has a tendency to want life to go smoothly. And for life to go smoothly, it means you say things that are not true. You say things that you think will make life a little smoother. You give compliments that are false. You make statements that are false. We do those things. And as we do those things, we're only limiting ourselves in using the power of the universe in us. First, to use the power of the universe, we have to recognize we have it and believe, not believe, we have to recognize that we have it and use it. You see, the big term is believe, and that gets people in trouble because how can I believe something I don't know? But how can you use something you don't know? How can you turn on a stove and have it give you heat and you don't know how it functions? Is it gas? Is it electric? Is it propane? Is it solar? Is it battery operated? How is this done? Is there a generator in the back of it? Or how is this heat that is brought forth in the stove? Where does it come from? How is it done? Well, you don't have to know where it's from. You don't have to know how it is brought forth to your stove to use it. All you have to know is how to turn on the switch and use the power that is you. That's all. That's all we have to do is know how to turn on the switch to use the power that is you. And so when we say that I am the power of the universe, we have it at our fingertips. We're turning it on there. We turn on a light bulb. We turn on a television. We turn on our computers. We turn on our telephones that are cellular phones. We turn on all these gadgets that use power. Now, where is that power coming from? That power is coming through us. We may not be the one who generates the power, but we are the one who uses the power. And to use electricity, it's wise to know how to make it useful, how to install it in your house, how to install it in your automobile, how to install it in your life. And how do you install it? How do you do that? How do you install the energy of the universe in you? Well, it's already there. It's already there. The energy of the universe is already there, lighting your house, turning on your television. The energy of the universe is already there, doing all these things. It already is the life principle in you and me. The energy of the universe is that. And we are using it regularly. But we're only using a small amount of it. We realize that if we turned on the energy of the universe like the light in a football stadium, and we look up at the lights in the football stadium as they are turned on one by one, and little by little the whole field is illumined. But if we look at the light itself, we are blinded because the light is so bright we cannot tell where the bulbs begin and the holders for the bulb and we cannot tell what kind of light bulbs are screwed in there. We just see this wonderful, beautiful energy, this wonderful, beautiful power that's being demonstrated through the lights at the football stadium. You and I have within us that rheostat that can turn up that power, that can utilize that power more brilliantly than we ever have done before. This is why they say people who are so brilliant, people are so illumined, they are lights, and they have a halo or they have light about them. Light is always used as a representation of the allness demonstrating itself in anything. And truly, in a manner of speaking, it is. When the energy is turned up so high for the bulbs on the football stadium, they become wonderfully bright. When the energy is turned up very high under your stove pan gets red hot, and you're cooking over a red hot burner. Not efficient, but it's there. Yes, we should say, and we can say, I am the power of the universe. Now, what we want to say is, I know how to use the power of the universe that I am wisely and well. I know how to use the power of the universe that I am wisely and well. I know how to use the power of the universe that I am wisely and well now. As we proclaim this statement, we're not saying something that's outrageous, something that is beyond our belief, beyond our comprehension, beyond our utilization. We are putting a cause in motion for it. I have the key to my car, and I know how to put my key into the slot on the steering column, turn on the engine, and I know how to drive my car. It's the same thing. It's the same wonderful thing. I am the power of the universe. I know how to utilize the power of the universe that I am now, because that's who I am, and that's what all is. Let this be your illumination today as it is mine, and utilize it, take it, and run with it, and let the power of the universe be demonstrated in all that you do, in all that I do. And as I let it be demonstrated, I am experiencing something so glorious, so fantastic, so magnificent. I feel 10 feet tall. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. And all in my world works in divine order through my use of the power of the universe, wisely and well, in every area of my life. Say this for yourself now and know that it is true, because it is true. It is you. Fun, huh? I love it. I love it. And I use it. And I know you do too. Have a glorious life, a glorious day.